David Gately about to join us, looking back at racing on the weekend from Flemington. How are you, Gator?
Well, cozy, you?
Good. That was an interesting race with a chance for a horse to get into the Melbourne Cup. I tell you what, they couldn't have imagined the emotion they would have got out of a race like that, could they?
Oh, it is phenomenal. I mean, in your wildest dreams, you couldn't have foreseen that. And it's what they, you know, could have wished for, but you wouldn't have thought it could have happened. Not only the scenes, but the actual contest. Two exceptional young horses on the way up. They clear out a long way from home. You know, I put on Twitter, it was echoes of our Waverley Star and Bone Crusher, the way they went at each other. For 400 metres, it was just an amazing contest. And the scenes after the races you touched on were phenomenal.
Well, I think the owners picked up Ollie, had him in above their shoulders, bouncing him, yelling out, Ollie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Oh, it was like the old mosh pit days back in the 90s. They were scenes you just don't see. I mean, look, we've been at the races for 100 years, you and I. You just don't see things like that. It was phenomenal. And look, the two great horses, they both did in the big race.
Surprise Baby is a big horse, isn't it?
He is, and he's still raw. Like, he made his run a long way from home, but Steel Prince clearly had the softer run of the two. Surprise Baby made him move 900 from home and raced up. He sustained his long run, and to then go down a nostril was phenomenal. You look at the head-on, in fact, as well, because he actually ran out near the line, Surprise Baby, so he's still learning. He's just got a bit tired and a bit lost, and, you know, in a game of inches, it certainly cost him the win. But that's not taking anything away from the winner. He is a jewel, and he's so tough, that horse, Steel Prince, and deserves his place in the race. I just hope Surprise Baby gets in, and I'm sure he will.
Just looking at Steel Prince, he's an import from overseas, the Irish bred. His last nine runs, he's had 7 wins and 2 seconds.
Oh, his will to win, it was application late in the race, as good as I've seen from an athlete, equine athlete, for quite some time. He was headed by Surprise Baby, you know, a good neck. Sure, he had a slightly softer run, but his will to win is phenomenal, and it'll take him a long way over plenty of imports, perhaps with more talent than him. But he, you know, if he's in a dogfight with him, he'll be there swinging.
Now, the straight 6 order of command, that was a good, tough win.
Yeah, look, he's a ripping horse, and he's run some terrific sectionals on the day. In fact, his 11:22 home was the fastest of any runner on the day, and he sat off them, went through inside them, and won well. Look, he's not just a straight horse, but he's a very good straight horse. And I see they're even eyeing off maybe getting into a Challenger later in the spring. But first things first, I think they'll target the sprint series here. And he's beaten Milwaukee, who's another good straight horse. And Manalo Blahnik was good late. He's probably ready for 1400 now. Well, his best recent form is at that trip. But the winner's a ripper. And speaking of genuine, he certainly ticked that box as well.
Fabric only won a maiden about 3 or 4 starts ago. It was a nice win.
Yeah, she had the right run on the day, sure, but she did win well. 2 lengths at the size she made, and then the race was rated well, about 6 lengths above the overall benchmark. So a lot of merit in her win. And saying that, the others that were in the pointy end of the market all probably had excuses in the race. So I think the margin may be exaggerated, but that's not taking anything away from her. And as I say, the race is rated well. I think if you're looking at horses like Neighbourhood and to a lesser extent Vanuatu out of the race, you might find some coming winners there.
Now, you're talking about will to win. Fidelia, who won the second, has won 4 on the trot now by a combined total of less than 2 lengths. It does love winning, doesn't it?
Yeah, she does. And she had to give weight to the boys on Saturday. She had to come from the back in a slow-run race. They were near 5 lengths below average the first fraction of the race, so was set up for those nearer the speed. Yet she ran over them anyway. She came home 33-2 and 11:38, so amongst the best sectionals of the day. The last 600, about 10 lengths above the class average. So a lot of merit to her win. She's simply better than the off-season. So I think they're going to go for a spell now and come back and target some spring reaches, and she'll be competitive.
And the last, not enough effort. It's unbeaten, and it was a tough win. It just fought on.
Yeah, look, a really good effort and still progressing. I think the horse was in the right part of the track as the day turned out. So you really had to be sort of middle of that straight track or just inside the middle. And the first 4 over the line in race 9 were all in that sweet spot. But look, the effort was very good because there was a lot of winning hopes, probably with 100 to go. There was only a couple of lengths over the first 4 of them. So that says a lot about the horse's will to win and still has room to move, I think, as well.
I've got to say, a good effort by Kylie Vella getting the money with Admiral's Joke. A month between runs and just an 1,100-metre trial and got the money over 1,800.
Yeah, I agree. Terrific training effort. It's come from the back in trip as well, which was my little query on the horse into the race. So I shuffled it back to about fourth pick, but it didn't stop him winning and coming off a slow speed. So his sections have been good as well. He's come home 33 from the four, so 6.5 lengths above average off a moderate tempo. And he's beaten Dr. Drill, Sir Pippin and co. They're handy horses. And the other noteworthy point is outside that first four, there was a bit of a gap back to the rest of the field. So I think... you know, there's plenty of merit again on the clock and to the eye around the first few over the line. But agreed, a terrific training effort from Kylie and the team.
Finally, Gator, what sort of a wrap do you put on Parsifal? I mean, it was only a benchmark race, but it's 1-4 on the trot now.
No, I like the horse and progressing really well. Again, as you referenced, it was only a 78 race on the day, but it rated better than that. They went hard in it, 7 lengths above average early, overall time 7.2 lengths above. So the win was strong, and the clocks backed the winner up. It was semi-busy, a length over the first four, but this horse is flying. It had to overcome sort of gate one, which is never ideal up the straight. So, again, plenty of merit. A horse still with some room to progress, I think.
What was your standout from the day? What would you follow?
Oh, look, I think Surprise Baby was the run of the day. I know he was beaten in Nostril for, you know, a couple of millimetres, but to sustain a 900-metre run at start number eight, and wait for age. Look, a phenomenal effort. No knock on Steel Prince, but that was clearly the day's highlight. Those two horses. But Surprise Baby. If I was able to take one home, Collis, that'd be him.
Yep, that'd be all right. Good on you. Gator, good to catch up. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, mate.